Hello, my name is Bob Murray. Today I'm going to be reading some comments by Mark Twain, originally written for the Stars Still Shine e-magazine for November 2010. From the mind of Mark Twain, it's called The Rays. That heading should have been a warning to you. It isn't too late to stop listening. Go feed your growling stomach, your growing children, or your growling children. Not many years ago, I walked the earth disguised as Mark Twain. Now I reside in heaven, and I'm making ready to get a raise. Monetary gain has very little appeal to us heavenly beings. So I was speaking of a raise, and do I dare say stature? The raise I'm referring to as a raise in my vibratory rate. I'm going up a notch or a floor or a step in my very vibrational rate. I am told that is because I have increased my awareness of my surroundings and my fellow human beings in spirit. I'm not biting the hand that raises me up, but I'd like to point out that I had been writing and talking about the human race long before this elevation. Could it be that I've become more tolerant? Old Mark has mellowed out a bit, I guess. No, I don't think so. I still think that most American politicians are working on their PhDs. That's piled higher and deeper. Though I see from a distance that some are beginning to escape the brown morass and are rising to decency. I have been told that I shall be able to keep in touch with the people back home. So that may or may not be good news to some of you. Ah, I've had an eureka moment. I have recently discovered a feeling that I thought I had lost when I crossed over into heaven. I found that I can love again. I used to be a cynical old curmudgeon. Now I don't feel so old. Some years ago now, I was deeply saddened when my beloved family suffered and died. All seemed to be taken from me in a series of blows. I have been able to reconnect with my girls and my wife, and at last my understanding of the how, if not the why, of how things work, has come back to me. It took some time, and now I see that I was the only one holding back my progress, I think. My awakening came after the release of my biography. I actually read the edited version, and many, many memories came flooding back in an overwhelming rush. Shortly after that, I reconnected with my beloved family. They weren't that far away at all. My bitterness, my lasting bitterness, blinded me to their presence. I was able to forgive myself for all imagined or real blames that I had heaped on. Let this be a lesson to you. Forgive and cast out your bitterness, and, if nothing else, your back will be straighter, your smile brighter, and love can shine through again. Hey, everybody, I just got angel wings.
For more information, please visit www.thestarsstillshine.com.